Okay, we'll learn to stickle over here. Mika Mika Bela Masem.
Oh, so head of college?
Head of college, yeah.
Maybe somehow they should see Braith.
You have it over there?
Yeah.
Does she have it? Oh, she?
Yes.
I think we did the stickle once. I don't remember. Maybe we did it, Baruch, maybe with you when went back in the day over here.
Yeah, it could be.
Stickle once. What? Okay. I remember doing it with someone. Mika moicha beinu mashem, mika moicha neda bar kodesh, noiru sihilois oisai feile. Mika moicha beilim. Heist, the man shiloyach azoi. Heini, she'atzmus la yizbarach unelam mi'en kol chai. Atzmus from the Rebbeinu shel Olam is concealed.
What?
Kol chai.
Open.
What?
Strong.
Ne'elam mi'en kol chai. The ain echot v'yasigeyu, no one can be masig. Rebbeinu shel Olam k'moy shemavur b'gemor mika moicha ba'ilmim. Gemor in Gittin that says that the word elim doesn't mean strength like we used to translating. Who is like you amongst all the strong ones? But the word elim means ilmim, which means mute people. Mika moicha ba'ilmim, who is like you amongst all the mute people? And the Mefarshim Shtelzach of them, they ask a shayla, how does this pasuk get into the Shira Sayyam? The whole Shira is speaking about the godless of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam by Kriyas Yamsuf. Hashem Mish Melchom Hashem Mish Moi Mak Vois Pare V'Chedo Yor V'Yam. Toim Rezichas Yumu. Right, all these psukim are speaking about the gewaldige Gevure and Koyach that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam made by Kriyas Yamsuf. All of a sudden we say a pasuk, Mikol Moicha Bo'elim, which the Gemara Gittin explains means Mikol Moicha Bo'elim. A mute. What's it referring to? The Chayit is referring to this man of the 209 years that the Eibishter was quiet when the Eden were Mitzrayim. Up until the last year before Yitzis Mitzrayim, where the Marcus began, for 209 years, the Eibishter didn't say a word. The Eibishter was Elaim. The Eibishter was mute. The Eden said now, that who is like you amongst all the mute people? You were mute for 209 years. That's the Chayit doesn't get into the Shira. The Shira was speaking about the godless of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Akriyas Yamsuf, not about the fact that he was quiet and he didn't do anything for 209 years. Not that he didn't have tightness, but it doesn't belong with the Shira, the Chayit. That's the Shira that the Mefarshim speak about, and the Chayit of the Me'er Shaloyach is referring to this Shira.
And it's not a shayla. Why is it in the Shira? It's stam a shayla. How can you say such a kaviyochel gnai of the Eibishter?
Well, it's not a gnai. We're saying the Eibishter. Gami was the Elaim, but still, who is like you? The Rebbeinu Shel Olam.
He's still
a murder gezach. But still, this doesn't belong in the Shira. The Shira is a zach which was bringing out the gvura, not that afal pi you quiet. Still, you're a great guy. You know, that's not the shir. That's time. That's moon in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. But it's not doesn't belong in the shir. So the Ma'ir Shaloyach is referring to this question, and he says like this: Mika Moicha Be'ilim means the Eibush is a Elaim, which means that it's not shaykh to be masig the godless of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Atzmus Leis Baruch Hu is Nela Mi'en Kol Chai. The Ein Echot Shiasigeu. You can't be masig the Eibush. That's Mikol Moicha Be'elam Hashem. If you want to explain it a little deeper, it means that to a certain extent, the Ikir Shira Sayam, the Me'er Shaloyach is trying to say, the Ikir Shira Sayam is not only the fact that you makir in Godless Haboyrei, but the Ikir Shira Sayam is that you makir that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the Zol B'Rebbeinu Shel Olam that's the Zgal on the Yidden Kegibor Rish Mulchomo. That's the same Rebbeinu Shel Olam that was the Zgal to the Yidden in Mitzrayim we are still, he didn't do anything, he was quiet. And it's the same, the hakara, the recognition that the Yidden had by Kriyas Yamsuf. But the Shivcha Aliyam, everyone saw clear, Zekhedi Bamei, they saw the Rebbeinu Shel Olam by his galus, and they were maki, and they realized that the Eibishter is the same Rebbeinu Shel Olam that's now Nizgalu Ki Gibor, that's the same Rebbeinu Shel Olam that was in Mitzrayim, Hagami was quiet, and that is Shira. Shira is the song of life. What's the song of life? The song of life is this Nekuda that the Yidna maki, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, even when he looks and he seems to be quiet and doesn't do anything, Im Kolzeh, the Baruch Shalom has a cheshbin, and when Ma'amid b'munah shleima, the Eibishter feared out. He runs everything. We'll see in the Hemshech, the Meir Shleich, how he explains it. The Nedar B'Kodesh, the second part of the statement, Mikam Moich HaNedar B'Kodesh, Hayin Mefurish, that's clarity. Kyal Kol Dova Yukam Mefurish, Mo'od Ki Yesh Boirei. And everything, there's a hecker, a clear recognition that there's a Boirei, there's the Eibishter that created the world. Can we call on the Vroim Yisrael Shiyesh Boirei? From all the Vroim, if you misbain and if you analyze every single Nivra, every single creation of the world, you'll realize that there's someone that is a Baal Bira, there's someone that created the world. Everything that you have in this world, the Leiv Adam, if you misbain in the Leiv Adam, in the person's heart, or Mevakish Hashem, someone that's Mevakish the Eibishter, like Avraham Avinu, that was searching, he was mechapes, he was mevakish Hashem. Leim mi bore eile, you mark it that is Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So the way the Meir Shloich is masbe, the pasuk is speaking about dovo v'yifuchai, two sides to the coin. Mi kamo chabelam Hashem is the chedik of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that's concealed, that's ilein, that's nelo me'en kol chai. And mi kamo chaneda b'kodesh is the chedik. His galus of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Eibishter is Mizgala. When we see clear the Rebbeinu Shel Olam from all the Nevroim, you're able to see the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that he's a Boreh, you manig, l'chol ha-Nevroim, he created the world and he runs the whole world. That's the two chalokim of the Pasuk. And the Meir Shloich says, that's the Pshat Zeh Pirish Aderes v'ha'amun l'chai ha'olam. L'chai ha'olam. Adir, Aderes, haynu mefurish. V'amun haynu behelum v'hester. Right, Adi means when the Eibishter is ba'adirus, with strength, with gevura, and then Muna is behelim behester. Because when do you need a Muna? A Muna you need when you don't see things clearly in front of you. So you have to believe, like the pasuk says, "L'hagid ba'boikin chazdecho ve'manoscha ba'leilos." By day, when things are clear, boiker is clarity. When things are clear, then you see clear chazdei Hashem. L'hagid ba'boikin chazdecho. But by leilois, when things are not clear, things are concealed, things are hidden, you don't know what's lurking behind, you're in the darkness, you have to come onto emunah. That refers to Klal Yisrael. The Eden had kufis, different kufis in Klal Yisrael where things were boike. The base of Migdash, there was Ashroi Sashchinah. So then you saw clearly Chazdei Hashem. But most years of Klal Yisrael, it was a matzav of leilois, it was night. And over there you need emunah in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that's what keeps the Yidden going. Bo chavakuk ve'emidu malachas, the tzadik be'emunosa yichle, the Gemara Makkos, the Chavdalu, the Medalev says, the tzadik be'emunosa yichye. Tzadik, how could a Yid have a kiyim through all the Yemois HaGolos with the koyach of emunah, be'emunoscha ba'leilois. The Pasuk says, yoyimam yitzava Hashem chazdoi, u'balaylo im yishiroi tfilo lekel chayoi. Yoimam mitzav Hashem chazdei, when it's yoimam, when it's daytime, yitzav Hashem chazdei, the Eibishter is mitzav the chesed, over there you see the chazdei Hashem. Uvalayla, when it's by night, which is most years by Klal Yisrael, when things are dark, and you don't know what's going on, you don't see the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you don't see any clarity, imi shira yitfila l'kel chayei, then you have the madrega of shira. What's shira? True shira is that you make it at the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you sing to the Eibishter that's beyond, that's concealed. The song of life is not a song of clarity. The song of life is a song of emunah. The song that a yid is mamid b'munah shleima hagam, he doesn't see clearly. That's the true shira that the yidden reached by Kriyas Yamsuf. Oz Yoshe Moshe v'nei Yisrael, what was the shira that they reached? Not that they saw the Eibishter kegibor v'rav lo yishia, Hashem shemoi. That's not the chedik of shira. That was a beautiful thing. But that Ikish Shira was Mika Moicha Ba'ilam Hashem. Now they realized that the Eibishter all along was with them. All along the Eibishter had a Cheshbon, and the Eibishter set forth a Mahalach of Golus the Geula for Klal Yisrael. Like we said, the Dovah is not behelim, it's not hidden, doesn't need a muna. The Akadovah should be hested, that's a rechamuna, that needs a muna. Who can he ain't a yodom ain't a mefurish? The Akapliya mi bore eile. The ain't the yodom, the only thing that's mefurish, the only thing that's clear is the plea of mi bore eile. When you see things clearly in front of you, you're able to be misboinen. Who created all of this? The Rebbeinu Shloila. Two sides of the coin, which is Helam and Gilui. The only one that can unite these two opposites, Adir and Amuna, is only the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's the Chayyar Laman. Like we see in the bottom over here, the new ones has from the bottom, Yisof of Chol HaShevach. The whole Aderes V'Amunah is every single chelik of the pizmoin, of the piyut, is opposites, two opposites. Habina v'abrocha, agav v'agdula, everything is two opposites. So the way he explains the first one, Aderes V'Amunah, is because by the Eibishter, you can have these two opposites of Adir and Emunah. And these two bechinas are mis'achid by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So the shtickle that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is trying to bring out is the Mikam Boicha Be'elam Hashem. Mikam Boicha Neder Ba'Kodesh, the Yidden in this pasuk brought out the Tamtis, the essence of the Shira. We realize now the same Mikam Boicha Be'elam Hashem, Mikam Boicha Neder Ba'Kodesh is the same Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And we see it now by Kriyas Yamsuf. That's what we find in the Medrash. In the Medrash we find that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was sent to take out the Yidden from Mitzrayim, he had tainis on the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Lom hara yoyz lom azeh lom azeh shlachtoni. Why did he send me? When he was bossy el paroi, hara yoyz lom azeh. When I came to Paroi, things got worse. It didn't get better. It's the end of Parsha Shmois. You sent me to make things worse, and the end things got better. Shteyden Chazal, that Moshe Rabbeinu was choyte. It was a gewaldic aveira. That he doubted the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. But by Oz Yoshi Moshe, the Oz Yoshi Moshe of the Shia was Mesakein, the May Oz Bossi El Paroi. Oz the Shaychis, the Oz Yoshi Moshe, the Tikkun Oz Bossi El Paroi. The Hezbo, according to the Meir Shloich, is very poshut. Because the Oz Yoshi Moshe, the Shia Sayam, when the Yidden reached the Ras Hashif Chalayam, they reached his galus of the Mika Moshe Beilam Hashem, Mika Moshe Nedab HaKadosh, they realized then that the Moshe Loilam, even in the Helam and the Hester, Ponim that was in Mitzrayim, when Moshe Rabbeinu Kilu even had tainus Kabi Yochel, how could he make things worse? Me'od Bosi El Baroi. Then they realized that all along the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was with them every single step along the way, and that's the gewaldige darg that the Yidden have, the koyach and the chizik of emuna pshute, of emuna shleime. The derech koyach of emuna is the ikir shira, the ikir shira sayam, the ikir shira that a Yid can sing to the Eibishter. That we know that the Zman of Shira is by Laila, is by night. The Ikke Shira, the Ikke Zman of Shira is, the Ikke Koyach of Shira is, the Emuna, the Ani Mame, the Emuna Shleim, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that he's there. And he's Manik the Yidden, not only when we see him clearly, but the Ikke, when we don't see him clearly, that's when the Yidden are Mame, Emuna Shleim. It's the Koyach of Shira that only the Yidden have. The Malachim don't have it. The Tetra Chazal, that the Eibishter told the Malachim say Shira, only when the Yidden don't say Shira. But they don't stand. When the Yidden say Shira, the Malachim are nowhere to be seen. Why? Because the Malachim, their Shira is clarity. It's not real Shira. It's clarity. But the Yidden, they just emphasize Shira because there's no clarity. And the Yidden are Mamin, the Munish Leime, Agam, there's no Behirs, there's no Klarkite. Im Kol Zeh, they understand that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is there. That's the emphasize Shira. That's the true song of life in the Zogt. So to add on a shtickle over here, the COVID. Hamish also b'shvat.
One quick thing.
Yeah.
I understand there were a special Heich Madrega when it came to Kriyas Yamsuf, but does it explain Lamashal like by Yosef? So he has a shtickle. So when he said Ani Yosef, So then the Mafreya, they understood that everything was good the whole time also. Just they didn't right. know. So is there why pinged by Chris? Did something happen by Chris Yamsev? They can understand why that made them see the Mafreya to understand that everything was Bashgacha, even though it was Behester? Or just that they came from
Madrid? These are two different Madrigas.
The Meir Shloich
is speaking over there. Ani Yosef. What's going to happen when Mashiach comes? That when Mashiach comes, they're going to see that there was never tzoris by Yidden. That's a gewaldige madrega that can only happen when Mashiach comes. It's a tushtel to what happened to by Ani Yosef. Right. We're going to realize that there was never tzoris to begin with. It was Hakril Meitoi. The Rebbein Shloim was there. That's already a madrega that you're going to wipe your glasses and you'll see the whole world in a different light. But what about Kriyas Yamsuf? Maybe it was a man of that. What the Meir Shloich is saying over here is that a Yid can't wait for Yemoris HaMashiach to be able to understand how everything was had a cheshbon and everything was good. The ikivort is that a Yid has to realize that the koyach ha'amuna that he has to go with the koyach ha'amuna to believe that Av Mamazan, he has to believe that the Eibushter has a cheshbon. Hagami doesn't see it. By Yosef, they eventually saw it. By Yemoyis HaMashiach, they're eventually going to see it. But by Kriyas Yamsuf, they realized then, not that they realized what the cheshbon of the Rebbein Shloim was. Doesn't say that's what they realized. They realized then that the Eibushter was there all along with them. And he had a cheshbon. That's what a Yid has to believe. Even if he doesn't understand what the cheshbon is,
Why is that the kesha to Kriyas Yamsuf? That's what I'm asking. Is there besides that they stam they had a gilui then, or was there any particular kesha to the Kriyas Yamsuf?
The gilui opened up their eyes to be able to
koyach
have
emuna. He's explaining that gilui was the Gemara.
What?
The Meir Shloich is explaining the Gemara.
Right, he's asking what happened to Kriyas Yamsuf exactly. What taka happened, Makriyas Yamsuf? Makriyas Yamsuf, there was a Gemara, there was a Gilui. Chori, the Gilui of Ras Hashem Chalayam. He doesn't say that. It's Yitachan, and that's what he's referring to. Kobi, it's not that. Kobi, it's not the. But Chori, Makriyas Yamsuf, that's when they had a Gevaldigi Gilui. Then they realized that the Koyach of Emun is what's Malava the Yid. It doesn't say that they realized what the Cheshbon was.
Right, I hear.
It doesn't say. That's already another Madrega. The Madrega of Amuna is a bigger Madrega than seeing it clearly. When you see it clearly, it's Shkachachm. But the Al Koyach is to have a Munah, not the Shira of the Malachim, the Shira of Klal Yisrael, the Shira of Ozzy Osh and Moshe of Nei Yisrael, of Balai Le'im Yishiroi, Tfilah Lekel Chayoi. The Siyankim has a stickle in Parashat Bereishis. I don't know if you have the Siyankim, so I'll tell a little bit, just a small stickle, the Negei HaChemish Yosef B'Shvat.
Which I
see? Tidua, B'Shet Mechazal, that when the Abish created the world, he was mitzave to the Ilonois. There should be a beginning of eight oise pri. Atoyti or is deshe eise mazriya zed of eight oise pri, right?
Which oise is it?
Ois lamed zayin. Yeah. So the Ma'ase by the Meir Shloich says like the Besiyank is like that. He says by tzmiche, by growths, you have two types of growing. You have trees, and you have grass, greenery. Right? The pasuk refers there's Asif Mazriya Zera, and you have eight tree Asif Pri. You have trees, fruit trees, and you have the grass and bushes and all those types of things. Right? What's the chilik? The chilik is that grass and those things is once a year. Every single year, they're meschadish again and again. And the ilonos, trees, remain intact from year to year. The fruits come out again and again, but the actual tree stays around. And the grass, it grows again every year, new grass again and again. The chule. That's what the Besyanker brings down. So he says also by nefesh ha'odom, by a person, there's two types of koichas of tefillah, of davening. It says there's a koich of tefillah that you have to have beschaches. You have to be mechadashit constantly, like the deshoyim, like grass. You have to always be mechadashit, koich of tefillah. But he says most tefillahs that a person davens, there's a koich of tefillah that's nikva b'liboy. Is the koyach of tefillah that Kodesh Baruch Hu is kiveya b'leiv kol echol v'yechot, like the koyach of ilonos. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, v'ani tefillah. V'ani tefillah means she nikva boy koyach tefillah b'tmidus. Like I want to, for the Rebbe's Chavruch, v'ani tefillah. V'ani tefillah means that David HaMelech said that you want to stick tefillah. The koyach tefillah that was so nikva, it was rooted within himself. The koyach of tefillah was within him. He spalled ba'ad oitomit, shaitim Shloim HaMelech in the Tehillim of Shloim HaMelech. If he spalled ba'ad oitomit, the koyach of tefillah is that it should be a nikva b'kviyas. What's the mashmoyis? What does this mean? So he's not masbe this whole thing mamish, exactly what he's trying to say with it. But in Kamen Mekoymis, he gives out the hezba zoi. He says that a yid has to know that you have to have two types of tefillahs in your life. Two types of davenings when a yid has. A person has to have the regular koyach tefillah. To always have kavua b'liboy, a koyach of davening. Doime to the vanit tefillah that David Melech says, or vayikva vayispalu ba'al itomit. A yid has to have the koyach to be mispalu constantly, not just to be mechadish, new tefillah constantly, but to have within himself a koyach of tefillah. Meshloich is masbe, the tefillah is a loshon of chibur, a loshon of eschabris, a loshon to be mechabi yourself. And that koyach of chibur has to be a dova tamidi. You constantly mechubit rebbein shlo ilam. You daven, you say Baruch Hashem, you mispal to the Ebershtet, this should go well, that should go well. That's not a schachis. That's a constant chibur, like we saw the Amalek Yidin. Amalek Yidin were constantly mechubit rebbein shlo ilam. There was never a moment that they lost focus. Constantly, the Eibush defeat alts. Everything is the Rebbein Shloim. Then there's the regular tefillah that person davens. Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv. You have the Schachis. You have over here tefillah. You daven over here. And the Psanu Mashmoyis, Nu Perish HaTefillah. The Tu B'Shvat, which is the Chamish Yosef B'Shvat, which is his man of tefillah B'Kviyis, which is the Ilonois. He has to focus on being Mechabim of the Rebbein Shloim, a Koyach of Chibur, a Koyach of constantly living. That's the living with the Eibishter. Living with the Chibur, with the Rebbein Shloim as a Yid, it's not stamp that you remember the Eibishter a few times a day. A Yid lives 24 hours with the Eibishter when he davens, when he learns, when he's outside, when he's inside, when he's talking to his friend, when he's dancing by his chasana, when he's... The other Zachin, everything, the Eibishter is constantly, he's constantly with you, Shogal Piv, Tomid, and it's constantly living with the Rebbein Shloim. When a Yid lives that type of life, he lives a Tu B'Shvat type of life. If I need tefillah, his whole life is different. Eibushter is there constantly. He's nishken gast. He's not a guest that you invite a few times a day. He's a constant metzias, a constant. There's a constant ashrois ashchina within the person. That person's margish. That's one of the yisoides that we learn from Chamish Yosef B'Shvat. The ki adam eitz asada. We compare ourselves to the eitz asada, to the trees. That we also try to have this koyach of temidius, of constant, of consistency with this koyach of tefillah, this koyach of chibur with the Eibushter. Fine. Afeidlich and Chamish Yosef B'Shvat, a good night of Shabbos.